the Palm Springs Wedding Experts podcast. I'm your host, Erica Mendenhall, and today joining me, we have the co-owner of Tiffany's Sweet Spot in La Quinta, California. Tiffany, thanks for joining me.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Yes, I am super excited to have you here because I am a fan of your sweet shop in La Quinta, where you have 21 amazing flavors, according to your website, of your customers' favorite cupcakes. And in fact, just so I get it all right, I wanted to mention Tiffany's Sweet Spot includes handcrafted, made-to-order cookies and cupcakes. And I know this for a fact because I have ordered them myself. They're daily delights. I love how you call them daily delights because they are. They are so good. They feature 21 of your customers' favorite flavors of cupcakes. And we'll talk about more about that in a minute. But 21 flavors, that just blows my mind. That's amazing. I know like three, like chocolate, vanilla, and like red velvet. And maybe when we were kids, funfetti. But that's 21 is pretty amazing. Also, every day you change flavors. You have a specialty, array of specialty cupcakes.
Yes.
And I think that is so unique to just always be having something kind of fun to and new that we don't know what's coming.
Yeah.
So I know for me, I like to follow you on Instagram so that I can see what daily delight and special treats are for that day.
Yeah.
Including cinnamon rolls, which my husband is a fan. I'll just say they're so good. So we'll have to ask like who created the cinnamon roll idea because it's not a cupcake and it's not a cookie, but the cinnamon rolls are so good.
Thank you.
And you even have multiple toppings. I know I'm jumping ahead, but yes, so good.
Thank you.
Okay. So for those of you who have not followed or aren't familiar maybe with Tiffany's Sweet Spot, can you give a little bit of a background on how you even started such an amazing sweet shop?
So we started out of our home back in 2010 or 11. I have two daughters that have birthdays about 5 days apart, and it was around the time where the recession, you know, the economy was kind of
right.
And my husband worked in construction, so we didn't have a lot of money because his hours were getting cut and things like that. So I wanted to find something online that I could make for them, like some kind of cute cake or
I don't know
what I was looking for, but I came across a photo of these really beautiful sugar cookies and just fell in love and was like, okay, I got to figure out how to make these. And back then YouTube wasn't, you know, the tutorials weren't like they are now on YouTube. So I read a lot of blogs and did a lot of experimenting at home with different recipes for cookies, found one that my family and all liked and started practicing. Anytime anybody had a birthday, I was making cookies for their birthday, trying to match their invitations or put their names on them, you know, to gift them as presents. And so when I got decent at the decorating, I'm definitely not as amazing at some of these other cookie decorators out there in the world. But when I started actually being proud of my work, I would post it on Facebook and people were like, hey, how can I order those? Mm-hmm. And so we called the local, you know, health department in the city that we lived in. And they said, you can't sell from home. You'd have to get a commercial kitchen. So we decided to just ask for donations. And then, you know, a couple months later, they came to our house and said, no, you can't do that. You can't ask for donations. So we found a kitchen. We found a cake decorator that also had a home business that wanted to share the kitchen with us.
Oh, neat.
My dad helped us remodel the space, and we moved in with very little overhead because we were sharing the space, and then we had my dad covering the cost of the TI.
Nice.
And then just kind of built our business from there. Since we were only doing cookies at the time, my husband was like, well, I want to make cupcakes.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So he is the other owner, Ben. And so he started baking cupcakes on the weekends, make little minis, and then we'd make full size that people could purchase and take home. And we just got such a positive response for just doing that. And it was really easy. You know, making a cupcake, you can make, you know, a couple dozen in, you know, how a quarter of the time that you actually bake the cookie. You know what I'm saying? So it's just
not really, all of us, but yes.
Really easy versus the cookies. So easy money. So yeah, we started doing that and decided we needed to be open more, maybe like three, you know, Friday, Saturday, and then Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And then I got pregnant with my littlest one, and we knew we needed the cupcakes to kind of be the star of the show. So we really just started pushing the cupcakes, and that's kind of why we are where we are today. So,
wow.
Yeah.
And so is that when you started having like the open house type of things where you'd have people come in and try all of that?
Yeah, just in the beginning.
Same season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we started, you know, so when we first opened, we didn't have a display case. So there was nowhere we could put a bunch of cupcakes that were pre-made up on display.
Right.
So we just had all the ingredients kind of covered in a pan, like the cupcakes in a pan covered so they wouldn't dry out.
Right.
We'd have the frostings on the side or the whipped cream
toppings
in the fridge, and we would just mm-hmm. kind of go back and forth and frost as people came in and ordered, and just carried that throughout our business model. And by doing it that way, the product is super fresh.
I was going to say, yeah,
and
they
we
taste so good.
Able to offer more flavors. Mm. So we do a lot of flavors with our white cake, a lot of flavors with our chocolate cake by just changing the topping and the filling.
Okay. I was going to
yeah.
ask, how did you come up with 21
yeah.
flavors? I know like having the open house and having people taste them probably helped, like, oh, they like this or they like
mm-hmm.
that. But that's pretty amazing
yeah.
still. And then on top of that, you have specialty flavors.
Yes.
So what are some of those?
We do like, you know, fresh raspberry or strawberry
oh.
or lemon or carrot cake or churro,
oh.
maple bacon. I mean, we have a lot of like
maple
fun.
Bacon? Oh my goodness.
Have you ever tried that one?
No, I haven't.
Oh, he doesn't make it very often.
Oh.
So usually how we do it now
mm-hmm.
is when someone orders their favorite, like
okay.
there are people that know about maple bacon. So
I'm like
they
a carrot
order
person. So.
They'll order a dozen of them.
Mm-hmm.
And if they order a dozen, we'll make them for them.
Okay.
We do charge a little more for the specialty flavors only because we have a very limited staff. So we couldn't make, you know, 50
sure.
specialty flavors every day. So we'll make
unless you custom order.
Yeah.
Maybe.
So we'll make them in a big batch.
Mm-hmm.
So if you ordered a dozen maple bacon, we'd make a huge batch of maple bacon and offer them to our customers.
Oh, okay.
So a lot of times you won't see your favorites because
mm-hmm.
we're making the other specialty. You know, it's kind of
sure.
hard.
Makes
it's
sense.
Like, you know, we've got custom orders for this and that flavor, so we
yeah.
can't make this one every day. But we try. We really
mm-hmm.
try to cycle through all the favorites and
yeah.
post them when we have them online so that people know, like, oh, you have the banana cream pie today.
Well, that's why I follow you.
Yeah.
So that I know when I'm coming in. No. So that I know I'm on cinnamon roll
yeah.
alert.
Yes.
So, yes, because, yeah, Brock will say, well, does Tiffany's have cinnamon rolls today? I'm like, I don't know. And the days you don't, he just asks our youngest, Haley, what are you doing this
make
afternoon?
Some.
Could you make some? So she's started to bake.
Nice.
But yeah, she actually likes to do sourdough bread.
Uh-huh.
And I don't even understand that whole,
yeah.
how that works. But she, yeah.
Fancy.
It's fancy.
Yeah.
For us, it's
yeah.
fancy. We bought a Dutch oven.
Wow.
It's as far as we go.
That's
you
awesome.
Know?
We don't even have a Dutch oven.
Well, we just got it. So
very
it's
cool.
Like, yay.
You'll have to make me some bread.
Yeah, I'll bring it to you. Haley will bring it to
yeah.
you. She'll make it. I'll just drive. But
Ben's
yeah.
been making gluten-free bread.
Oh, that's neat.
Yeah, because he's gluten-free. And
mm-hmm.
then I started doing gluten-free this summer because I was having some tummy issues.
Yes.
And I love to get this bread from Aspen Mills.
Mm-hmm.
So he made me like his gluten-free version of the Aspen Mills bread,
oh,
which is
wow.
so sweet. So, and it's
wow.
so good.
Wow.
I'm obsessed with it. It's just, you know, some gluten-free breads are just.
No, but you also offer gluten-free cupcakes
yes.
now,
we
right?
do gluten-free. We do vegan. We
mm-hmm.
do not have a gluten-free and a vegan, but we have gluten-free, dairy-free.
Wow.
And we have keto,
oh.
which is also sugar-free and
mm-hmm.
gluten-free. Because a lot of people will ask for sugar-free, but a lot of people also ask for keto. So we figured if we combine the two,
mm-hmm.
then we're, you know.
That's pretty
it's
amazing.
It's hard to do it all, you know.
And have it taste good.
Yeah. Yeah.
So do you think vegan tastes much better now
our
than
vegan
before?
Cookies, yes, for sure.
Okay.
Definitely makes a difference
maybe
in
I'll
what
try
products
it then.
You use.
Okay. Yeah. I've never had really plant-based butter,
mm-hmm.
so I don't know.
Yeah. It's really good.
Okay.
Well, it is now.
I'll try. I'll take your word
yeah.
for it because I love your cookies and I know those aren't, but like sugar cookies,
yeah.
like everything else you make. So
yeah.
I know you wouldn't say it if it wasn't
yeah.
true.
Yes.
Okay. So speaking of cookies.
Yes.
Do you still offer cookies every holiday?
Yes.
Are you still doing that? Oh, you
yeah.
are.
So we do a lot of the hand-piped cookies for the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see them in our store or for different events that are happening
right.
Locally or Boss's Day.
Yes.
But yeah, for custom orders, we don't offer the hand-piped because they are very time-consuming.
Sure.
When we sell them in the store, I can do whatever design I want, so I can pick easier designs
yeah.
versus if someone comes in with their beautiful Pinterest layout of all these cookies that took someone, you know, 4 days to make. I just don't have that kind of time. So as far as custom work goes, we have a printer that prints directly onto the cookie and we can do logos. It's a round cookie.
I've done that. Yeah, we
can
love
do logos.
It.
We can do images as long as they're not trademark or copywritten.
Right.
And, you know, we could customize it with a name or, you know, wedding favor.
So for like bachelorettes. Parties or bridal showers. Yes. I think those are really neat because I photographed them and I've asked. I kind of just know. Like when I see your cookie at an event or something, I think, I know who did that.
Yeah.
And then I'll politely ask. And then, yes. Oh, it's Tiffany's. Oh, yes. Okay. Yes. because when you do it and they ask them for like favors and you have them all individually wrapped with the ribbon, I think that is so neat.
Yeah. It's really
but
pretty.
Then they also order. To have on display. So like their guests or their bridesmaids or whoever, you know, they can eat them, but then they take one home to enjoy because they are so good.
Thank you.
I personally order your jar of holly shaped sugar cookies every year. And I say jar, but it's plural. There are jars at the house because they're so good. And I always think I'm going to have time to make sugar cookies, but
I don't know
what happens between like Thanksgiving and, you know, Christmas. It's so it's fast. It's a blur. And then all of a sudden it's like Happy New Year, you know, so we need to buy New Year's cookies also.
So, you got to celebrate that you made celebrate. It through the holidays.
I know. Yeah. It's every time. It's a miracle. But no, your cookies are like seriously. The very first time I ever had them, no joke, we were like taking a bite and it was so soft because they're like thicker. And I remember the girls were kind of tiny and we were like, these are so good. And we were addicted to them to where we have to put the jar away.
Okay. Did you get the jar that was, it has the it white like cookie a mason with green jar. Frosting or was it a green cookie? Okay.
No.
Because I started doing them differently.
Oh.
Not, I mean, so I'm just wondering which cookie you got. So you got, that's
like
my
the original.
Yes. That's I like, the original. That's the same all recipe I use for all my favors and the printed cookies. I don't remember when I switched over to the, it was a shortbread cookie that I did in the jar and the frosting was like a chocolate.
I haven't seen that one.
Because Starbucks has this really good cookie that they do, the snowman cookie.
Have
you ever tried it?
Yes.
And it's
you're
a shortbread
it is pretty
cookie
good.
With chocolate. And I just love it. And so I think I was like playing around with the recipe.
Look at you.
And
yeah.
did the jars a couple times with that recipe. But I don't.
I miss the jar.
I don't think
like
it's
that.
As durable, those cookies, as my original. So if I make them again this holiday, I will.
She will be calling
I'll do
me.
The original. And I'll let you know that I have them.
Yes, please. Yes. I will like a lot. Yeah. And they're really neat to give as gifts.
Yes.
So that was always fun too. And the people are like, those are so good. I'm like, you should just go to her and order all your things. And you know, like we were in a little small group at church one time and we had to bring something and I'm not really the best at like bringing food. I'm not a fan of just not, I don't know. Yeah. So, but like desserts I can bring or order really well. Yeah. And so I did, I had you, I called your shop and you guys printed
nice.
Some logo or whatever it was to match, and everyone loved them. They're like, where did you get these cookies? I'm like, oh, Tiffany's. She's amazing, and you should call her.
Yeah.
So I love that you can do that.
Thank you.
That was just like an event, but I think, you know, corporate events, holiday events, private parties, rehearsals, receptions, you can't go wrong at any time. Your cookies fit like all of these things, which I just don't know that as many people realize that they can do that.
Yeah.
Although, with that said, like, how soon do they need to call you? Because I can't just call, like, you know, in a couple of days I have this event. So I'm sure you have a please call us before.
Well, during holidays, it's a little bit harder because we're producing a lot of cookies for that holiday. So if you kind of have an idea of when you need them, obviously the sooner you order, the better. But sometimes I can accommodate a last minute order.
Okay.
Sometimes I might have some extra cookies on hand from another order that I could, you know, it is a 24 minimum to place an order. But if you can give me at least a week's notice, and if it's not during a holiday, then we're good.
Good. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So just a week.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, preferably.
Well, a couple weeks.
Yeah, that would be nice. But if it's last minute, and even if you just thought of it and your party's 2 or 3 days away, I might be able to.
Okay.
But it's going to be a little
just
harder.
Call.
Yeah.
Okay. Do they need to call though, right?
It's not done online. They can call, they can email. Usually will communicate via email, mm-hmm. but then once the order is ready to be placed, I will recommend calling or coming by the shop and doing that over the phone. But I can answer a lot of questions via email.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So I think I remember one of your original shops because you recently sort of moved into the place that you are now, mm-hmm. which, by the way, is decorated so lovely. I love the pink and the colors and it's so cute and on trend.
Yes.
But, you know, anyways. but the other place, weren't you on like Cupcake Wars or something? Okay. I want to say that when I first started going, I remember seeing something about that. Mm-hmm. So tell me about that a little bit. Were you nervous?
Yes. Okay. that was like really challenging time because we had a little baby. And we actually applied several times to get on the show. And I was pregnant one of the times I applied. And they wanted my husband to come with someone else. And he's like, I'm not coming with somebody else. She's Tiffany. Tiffany's sweet spot, you know? And so...
I am the shop.
So after I had him, we mm-hmm. applied again and they let us on the show. And that was the last season that they filmed Cupcake Wars. So we're really grateful that we were able to get in on the last season. But yeah, so we took the baby down there. My mom came
and was
watching him. I was just, my body was, I was a nervous wreck. I couldn't eat for 2 days. And once it was done and filmed, I was fine. But yeah, that was pretty intense. But it was great. It was awesome for our business. We wanted the exposure. We would do it again if we had the opportunity.
Yeah.
But yeah, our business really grew from that, you know, experience a lot.
Just the exposure of being on the show.
Mm-hmm. The news came and did a couple interviews with us before it aired and after it aired.
Oh, neat.
And so the community saw the news. I don't know if as many people saw us on the show and we got exposure that way versus the news coming in and airing, you know, a clip about it and then people seeing the news and wanting to come try our cupcakes because they never even knew we existed.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, now we all know. And I've had them. And I remember ordering them once for Haley's birthday. She only wanted cupcakes. She's not really big on, like, cake and that kind of thing. And so she just had a small birthday party with some little friends. And I don't know, maybe it was 10 or she was younger. And, they were gorgeous.
Aww.
And I think you even had it in, like, a pink box.
Oh, yes. I remember we did those boxes. Yeah.
So I took it outside and I had to photograph it because it was, like, so pretty.
I think that before photo is still on our Instagram profile.
Oh, is it?
I think so.
Probably.
You gave me permission to use it.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I remember. But it was just too pretty to open. I remember telling her, don't open the box yet. I need to take it outside. She's like, Mom. I'm like, oh, no, it's so cute.
Yes.
So
I know we used to be able to do so many great things because we weren't busy. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Like now you expanded. It's like a catch 22.
Yeah. You know, you want to grow and all that, but then we can't offer all the fun things. We don't have time to do all those great flavors that we used to do all the time. And we don't have time to package each one in a cute little box.
It was super cute.
Those boxes were a pain.
Well, thank you for doing that for a short time.
You weren't the only one. That was it took a lot of work to put those together.
Yeah. They're adorable.
They were adorable, yeah.
But then that probably cost more, too.
That's true.
And the whole thing.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't say all your good flavors were back then because you still have 21 plus specialty flavors. So you still have so many flavors.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Thank you.
I know my mom, she loves the red velvet. On occasion, we'll, you know, get some for grandma. Mm-hmm. But, I'm a fan of, I don't know, I'm pretty plain. So I'm like
chocolate
and vanilla. And
vanilla frosting?
Mm-hmm.
Chocolate cake vanilla frosting?
Probably.
Black and white?
Yes, I know. Look at me. It's like even trend, even goes to my food is black and white.
Same. Can't go wrong.
No. Yeah. Do you have a favorite?
Yeah, I think if I had to pick my absolute favorite, it would be strawberry tres leche.
Oh.
Have you had the tres leche?
No.
So tres leche is our number one seller.
I tell you, I don't venture far.
That's okay.
Okay.
And then a lot of, sometimes we would have the fresh strawberries to put on top.
I remember seeing that. Yeah.
And now we pretty much have them all the time. Like we try to just always have fresh strawberries and you know, ready to go so we can make the strawberry tres leche. And that one is, it's just a really wet vanilla cake
super
filled
moist
with milk.
Uh-huh.
So it's kind of like a pudding texture. And then those fresh strawberries are just tangy and yummy, and then whipped cream. Mm.
Okay.
So good.
Well, I'm going there next.
That's really good. I also like our fresh raspberry. If you're not a fan of like the wet cake, I think it's really good.
Oh,
our
I do raspberry like raspberry.
Frosting, oh. Our raspberry frosting. Black Forest is good. We don't have that all the time, but that's a good one. It's one of my favorites. Okay. Boston cream pie. That's one of our everydays. I ate that like crazy when I was pregnant with Liam.
Oh my gosh.
I would just put, you know, I'd cut it open and I would put like five times the amount of cream in the middle that we do for our customers. Sorry guys.
Oh.
Because you know, you can only fit so much in the little core space and then douse it with the ganache. But you know, I ate so many of them that I just... Yeah. I can't have them now.
Oh, wow.
I kind of burnt myself out when I was pregnant with Liam. But yeah, that's actually a really good one too.
Oh, wow. So, yeah. Okay.
Those are my favorites.
That's amazing. Yeah. I knew you wouldn't have just one.
Yeah. So. But if you come into the store and you ask what the top sellers are, we have a whole like little section of top sellers and you can see what everybody else likes.
Oh, that's kind of neat.
Not necessarily what I like. Yeah.
That's neat.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
And you can look at them online too.
I did notice that. Yeah. Your website's gorgeous, and it has really good photos of all of those things. So, and your description of everything is really amazing. So do you do any cakes at all, or it's just cupcakes? And that's fine.
Yeah.
Just cupcakes.
We do cupcakes, macarons, cake pops, cinnamon rolls a couple days a week, mini cupcakes, vegan, keto, gluten-free, dairy-free. I think that's pretty much it.
And then you have kits for kids. Well,
yes,
okay.
Sometimes.
I mean, sometimes adults too, but you have like, or you had, have had kits of like the sweaters. Is that what I remember? Sugar cookie sweaters?
No? I do make sugar cookie sweaters decorated.
Oh,
decorated. I don't think I've ever done a kit with a sugar cookie.
I swear we...
But they do sell those at like Trader Joe's.
No, it wasn't Trader Joe's. I want to say we bought something.
Kits.
Okay, maybe that's just what it was.
Not all the time for certain holidays that they're...
Were they just circles then? Were
no.
Oh, okay.
No, like for our Christmas, you know, cookie decorating kit, I usually do like a green, red, and white frosting and like six different holiday sprinkles.
I remember buying
and then, like,
one.
A Santa or a snowman or
candy
can. Oh, it was
a snowman.
There's just like
okay.
different Christmas design cookies. So you just pick up the kit. You don't have to do any baking. You don't have to make the frosting. You just cut the bag.
That's super
put
nice.
Put it in front of your kids.
If you have little ones
really
and you're
popular.
Busy or if you're going to do like a really cute... You know, get together.
Yeah.
I don't know. I know when our girls were younger. Yeah. For adults.
Yeah.
They are for adults. Paint night with sugar cookies.
Yeah.
I want to do that.
Yeah.
That would be fun.
It would be fun.
Okay. we're doing it. But yeah, I don't know what else I was going to say. I just pictured
these
adults
now. I know, I lost you at paint
night.
You're like, woohoo, sign me up.
We've done like paint day or whatever with my girls and their friends. But not really with sugar cookies. They've had little tea parties when they were little.
Yeah.
But that would be fun.
Yeah.
We always do. Do you ever, or have you thought of doing like gingerbread houses?
I get asked, I think, every year.
Yeah. That seems like it'd be a lot.
I don't really know.
And then would you sell that many?
I mean,
like,
there's so many things that we would love to do. Like,
right. You can't do everything.
I think about if I had to make a mass amount of that product, could I do it? And I just, the thought of it, you know, like,
right.
What if 100 people ordered put together gingerbread houses? The amount of work that would take to, you know, put them together for one,
right.
Decorate them if I offered decorated ones. I've never actually myself decorated a gingerbread house.
We do that every year.
You know, there's something about
I don't. I just photograph them, but they do. It's a it became a tradition
That's
now
great.
with my husband.
Yeah.
Not. I always feel like I'm gonna do it, but then I'm doing something else, and so. The three of them, and then my mom, sometimes they'll each have their own house, and they decorate it. Mm-hmm. When they were tiny, we used to do, like, contests, you know, who's looked the best. Of course, everyone wins, you know.
So everyone gets a trophy.
But,
yeah,
so it's just been a thing. And there's a certain store in town now, and they have a mid-century modern house. So we saw it this year. We're like, oh, that is cool. We're going to have to buy that. But, you know. Maybe you just offer mid-century modern houses.
Yeah.
I'm just throwing ideas. But, and yeah, I know it would probably be just another thing.
I bought a kit for my girls to do last year because I thought that they would enjoy it. It was so cute. It was like a grocery store kit, you
right.
know?
Yeah.
I had to beg them to do it. Finally, on Christmas Day, they were like watching something and they were like decorating it. But, you know, I'm like, please decorate. You know, I spent $20 on this.
Right.
Could you please decorate it?
Maybe that's because they do that daily.
Maybe.
It's not...
Yeah.
As a novelty thing,
yeah.
maybe they're like, "Mom, like,
yeah,
yeah."
But I've never personally decorated one.
How funny!
I know.
I'll buy you a kit. No,
scary.
Just kidding. No.
It's a scary feat. It's different decorating one little cookie versus a whole.
The scary part for me is cracking them.
Yeah.
They're already like kind of perforated.
Okay.
You know?
That would be scary.
Yeah. And so I give it to my husband. I'm like, here, Brooke, can you just snap it for me? Because I'll end up cracking the whole thing. And then I'm over there with the messy house. Mine's the messy house. And I'm trying to like glue it together with the frosting. Like, and it's just forget apart. I'm better at staying pictures of the house than actually putting it together. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. Just the whole like. Decorating, I'm not that creative.
Yeah.
So when it comes to gumdrops designs, and candy and design, no. Mm-mm. So anyway, I'll leave it to the professionals like you. Yep.
Even though I've never done it.
No, well, you decorate everything else though.
Thank you.
So yeah, and your work is beautiful.
Thank you.
So I'm thankful that you took time to come and share about your shop and how you started, and that you offer 21 flavors plus specialty plus cinnamon rolls.
Yes.
And I do think your mini cupcakes are super cute too.
They are cute.
They're like a bite size of happiness. So, where can people get a hold of you?
You can find us on Instagram, Tiffany Sweet Spot, Facebook. You can email, call. We do have online ordering if they're local. We have an app they could download to order. I recommend the app. It's a little easier to navigate. They can call the store.
I didn't know you had an app.
We do.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, so I'll download it.
Yeah, you can go to my website and click on like the order online button. But we also have an app and you can do all that through the app.
Oh.
So if you wanted to order for pickup and you don't want to call the store or it's after hours, like our jumbo cupcakes, they're about 2 cupcakes in one. They come in a little gift box, but if you wanted to get a jumbo for someone and we were closed because we need 24 hours notice, you could go on the app and or on the website and order
a jumbo cupcake
after hours.
I love that. What a fun gift.
You can also walk in and buy, you know, a couple dozen cupcakes, 3 dozen, 4 dozen. We usually have lots in stock, so if you didn't plan ahead, we could, you know, help you out. But some things do have to be ordered in advance, especially flavors, jumbos, things like that.
Okay. So get your jumbo cookies, your sugar cookies, and all those custom orders top of mind for the holidays because yours are so delicious.
Thank you.
And I'm looking forward to seeing what's in the jar this year. Yay! It'll be super awesome. So all that will be in the description down below. So don't forget to like, subscribe, and go and follow Tiffany Sweet Spot on Instagram. Thanks for being here, friend.
Thanks, Erica.
Until next time.